gentlemen, we'll go back now. We got one under advisement, and that is case number 11,545. And Mr. Rickards, you were taking that under advisement.
Yeah, I don't see why he can't move that air conditioning. I believe Mr. Sharp questioned him on the south side. He can move that air conditioning over there. That would eliminate that 8.3 tenths of a foot variance that he's looking for, though. And why can't? Did we find out? Did we ask him why he couldn't? Pretty sure we did. That the 5 feet with the proposed residence, that he couldn't move it over to the south and eliminate that 5 feet. What did he have to say?
Because he said it would be 10 feet if he. How was that?
He was talking about the neighbors and the noise as he goes in his property versus, you know, adjacent property has the AC on the back of on the 5 foot boundary side, and he would more or less complain that he would hear his AC unit as he goes in his dwelling.
He's a builder.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, he was a builder.
He said that the unit, there was multiple units in that same row that all have the 5 foot setback to the north side, mm-hmm. and the HVAC is on the north side also.
So that that Roosevelt Avenue there, you're saying they have, he stated that they all had them on the
That's what I heard, yeah.
North side.
Uh-huh. That's what he said. They're all basically the same in design. Mm-hmm. Set back 5 on the north, and it's got the HVAC.
Okay, that's what I wanted to clear up, that they are on the sides. And his reason was that he would hear that air conditioning if we moved it to the south side, right?
Yeah, I think one of the members questioned why, well, you're hearing it, but if I'm putting it on the north side, your neighbor's going to hear it. John, I believe that was you.
Yeah, and his point was, but, you know, if you're, and I guess I get it, you know, no one's hearing the air conditioning on their deck or porch closer than 10 feet, you know, with everything behind it. But, you know, if he were to put it up front there, then all of a sudden they're going to hear it right there, and plus the neighbors.
Right. Okay.
Bad situation that's created down there.
Yeah, that situation is, Mr. Lank has, that's going on and on and on. And,
I made reference to the board early, just so you know, on that one map of the, based on tax map, the number of parcels is unbelievable number of parcels on that map. They're all in Cape Windsor. They're all 50 by 90 to 100 foot deep lots.
Right.
And it originally was considered a manufactured home park with 5 foot setbacks all the way around, 20 foot spacing, and
mm-hmm.
we came back and determined that it wasn't really a mobile home park, it's a subdivision, and that they have 5 foot average already established and is built in the field on the whole project, and that the setbacks on the side would become 10. And on the setback on the rear became 20 because of the zoning classification AR1, and we eliminated the 35%. We eliminated half the variances until we started building big houses in the same subdivision. So we created a difficulty with the 5 foot was originally established.
That's the same thing.
We just couldn't use them as an average.
Right. Same thing as Swan Keys.
And is a way that can be fixed again?
No.
Well, the biggest
thing is... The way to fix it, but really can't fix the sides. 10 foot's required. The rear could have been fixed by the HOA applying for a rezoning of the subdivision to another zoning classification, which would be GR, which permits the mobiles and manufactured homes that are still there and the dwellings being built in the same project.
Right.
That's not a problem, but they won't apply because they want the 15-foot rear yard setback that they require in their own restrictions.
And also the fact that you got it. Yeah.
I'm sorry.
Yeah.
So if we stopped approving them, then they'd have no choice but for the HOA to come to.
Doesn't really help them on the sides because the 10 foot still required.
Yeah.
That's why they have to apply for variances. So the reason the HOA hasn't been supportive of making that change is because of the rear. They want to maintain that 15 foot rear yard setback from the lagoon, whereby we have to do variances because we require 20. Mm-hmm. That's for a floor level, where it could be a deck.
What do they require on the side?
I think they probably require five.
Five, yeah.
The only other way to do it, you'd have to be a blanket variance for the whole project, be done with it.
There's a thought.
Only for the buildings, doesn't help the HVAC units.
We've done that before.
You know, then.
Very seldom, but it has been done.
But that's, in my opinion, that's not a bad idea. Then we eliminate the, you know, because it's a constant thing. And
it's every meeting almost.
Yes.
Cape Winter and Twin Keys.
Yes.
And the horror of the whole thing, when you start looking at that, they can go up 42 feet now.
Mm-hmm.
So they got.
Yeah, they've got ample building room. Of course, then, you know, you start hearing about views, but the federal government says, you know, nobody's entitled to a view.
Right.
So, you know.
Well, years passed. And this is a few years back. The staff representation went to the both HOAs representatives because, well, Swan Keys has a
right.
building super rate on the site. And they were not supportive of applying for a rezoning or the blanket variances.
Okay.
They couldn't get the support of all the residents. So you have to go to variance on each case individually, and really that's probably the way it should be, based on its own merit. But like I said, it's difficult when you have 135 variance applications that have
right.
gone through, and they were all approved,
right.
basically. There were some denied also, but that's just 135 approved on that one map.
Right.
But over a 41-year period.
Oh, I thought you were.
Some of those variances also include. Some of the variances include variances when it was considered a park.
So some of the variances probably have already been. Are no longer exist.
No longer exist. They were replaced.
Okay.
They were replaced.
Yeah. Well, that.
That's what you can't really tell by the list because it goes
yeah,
all the way
right.
back to 74.
Yeah.
So there may not be, it's probably unlikely that there are 135 existing
right.
variances.
But some of them are multiple, same parcel multiple times.
Right.
Mm. There were some parcels that were when it was considered a park, and there are some that have been changed since they were now considered a subdivision. But I would say overall that was probably a 50% less application for variances in Cape Winter because of changing it from a park to a subdivision. Because we eliminated the 35%
right.
primarily. That was the biggest thing that they were doing way back.
Right. He's getting them all the time.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, different job.
Oh.
I'm fixing them. Some more.
Well, once you set.
Mobile homes on less than 5 acres.
once you set that precedence down there based on when he made the changes into AR1 district, and once you make that, you've got to expect a lot of variances because that's what people go for when you do, you know, lower those things, especially in the size of the lots.
Mm-hmm.
And of course, like Lawrence said, the 35% was, I guess, the driving factor of changing this in a blanket type of. And of course, the parking was a problem at that time too. So that's the reason we went to the 5 foot average. Well, anyway,
okay.
That's the part that amazes me, but I guess a lot of people coming from the city that, you know, that kind of congestion doesn't bother them.
No.
Well,
I don't know. Have you been down there, John? That's pretty tight down
yeah.
there. Yeah. A lot of them, like I say, they like the idea because of the fact that they can go, with an AR1 situation, they can go up 42 feet. So now they give themselves more living space, you know.
But not without an elevator. And a first floor bedroom.
Oh, okay.
I mean, then there's no further discussion. If not, then the chair will entertain a motion.
Well, Mr. Chairman, based on this discussion that we've all gotten into here, I see where the applicant is requesting the variance, and I would say that I'll put a motion that we approve case number 11,545 based on the uniqueness of the property, which is a 50 by, 97?
50 by 90.
Yeah, and the variance is is necessary to enable reasonable use of the property, and the exceptional practical difficulty has not been created by the applicant due to the size of the property. The variance will not alter central character of the neighborhood, and the requested variance is the minimum that will afford relief. And I do believe the requested variance represents at least modification possible of the regulation.
Yep. Do I have a second to that?
Second.
Okay, I have a motion by Mr. Rickard and a second by Mr. Workman that we approve case number, 11,545. All those in favor of the motion, Mr. Mills?
Aye, for the reasons stated.
Mr. Hudson?
Aye, for those reasons stated.
Again, Mr. Rickard?
Aye, for the reasons I stated.
Mr. Workman?
Aye, for those reasons stated.
And I, Mr. Callaway, for the previous reason have been stated. So by a vote of 5-0, case number 11,545 is approved. And gentlemen, that takes care.